The audio track you're about to listen to was recorded at Life Streams Christian Church in South Perth, Western Australia. For more information, please visit our website at www.lifestreamcc.com.
Morning, church. How great is our God? Awesome God. Please take a seat. There's a name above every other name. Well, good morning. It's good to be gathered together, and it is my absolute privilege this morning to it's going to feel like we're doing two little mini messages this morning. I get to wrap up our series on the Sermon on the Mount, and then we get to launch into our new series called The Story, which we're all really excited about. Now, we're going to do things a little differently. So at the end of today, you might go, "Where was the sermon?" And if that's you, I've been praying for you all week. Because I'm praying that as we read the scriptures together, as we share with each other, as Dimple comes up and shares a little bit of her, what God has touched in her over the Sermon of the Mount series, and all the other things that we've got planned, my prayer is that the Spirit of God will speak to you. And I need to pray. Let's pray. God, we just thank you for an awesome time of worship. Thank you that we can do it here together in this warm house. It's warm because the heaters are on, but it's also warm because it's in community and it's with family. And we thank you for the privilege it is to worship you. And Lord, I want to pray this morning that as we reflect on the Sermon of the Mount and as we launch the story, Lord, I pray that our hearts, our eyes and our ears would be open to what you want to say and to what you want to do in our lives. Help us to place aside any distractions, God. That might be what we're looking forward to doing this afternoon. It might be all the things that we're going to face in the new week. I pray that you'd help us to put those aside so that we can be fully present here in these next few moments. Attention fully focused on you, I pray. And Lord, I also want to pray for our children. I want to ask you to bless them with your love and to bless them with your truth this morning as they are out in their different areas. I pray those things now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So church, as we didn't want to close the book on the Sermon of the Mount. We want to keep it open. Keep it open so that we can be reminded of the words of Jesus, so that we can be encouraged to pursue our kingdom life. But what we need to do now is transition into the next season and the next place where we believe the Lord wants us to go. So I'm going to actually put the Sermon on the Mount open on top of our bookshelf, and then I'm going to pull out the story and take some of these resources over. And we want to launch this morning the story. And we're going to go a little bit over, but I'm going to go quick, I promise. So this is a bit where you need to hold on, because we're going to go quick, the story. Now, my hope is that you've seen a little bit of the advertising maybe on social media. You've seen some of the posters around the place saying that the story is coming. Well, this morning, church, the story is here. And I just heard one of you say, "What's the story all about?" Well, I'm glad you asked. Because our vision for the story is this. The story is a condensed chronological Bible that we will read together during this next season, discovering how our story fits into his story. Now, what is the story? Well, the story is an abridged chronological Bible that reads like a novel. There are no verse references, and scripture segments are seamlessly woven together with a transition text into a single narrative. For people who are new to the faith, new to the Bible, this way of reading reduces the intimidation of one can feel when they approach the full text or the full version, full-length Bible. And it gives them a holistic, sequential picture of the storyline of Scripture. And for those of us who have had the Bible a bit longer, those who are seasoned Bible veterans, the chronological arrangement of the story of the essential text in the Word reveals the way the Bible fits together in one single grand narrative. Now, I've got a couple of things that are really important that I need to say. A really wise children's worker said this. They said, the job of the story is not to replace the Bible, but to direct you to the Bible. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, do we get rid of our old Bibles and we're just going to focus on this now? LifeStream South Perth is not getting rid of their old Bibles, okay? You need to hear that. This is just a simple tool that we're going to use over the next 30-odd weeks to guide us through the Scriptures in one single story, one single narrative. It's going to be fantastic. You need to hear that, okay? We're not throwing our Bibles out. This is just a tool. I've also got this, just a little clip here that will also further help introduce what the story is. So let's have a look at that. Thanks, Matt.
This is your story.
This is your story.
This is your story.
This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my story.
But most of all,
this is the greatest story ever told.
This is God's story.
This is God's story.
This is God's story.
I know you're going to enjoy the incredible journey you're about to embark on. The story is brimming over with tales of mystery, intrigue, adventure, of love, heartbreak, and triumph, of power, of struggle, and finally, of redemption. But remember, the Bible is not 100 ancient, unrelated paintings, but a mural all knitted together to tell the story of God's great love for us and the extent to which He will go to get us back. I know you're really going to enjoy and appreciate this wonderful experience as you fully explore how we all fit into the greatest story ever told, God's story.
This is God's story.
This is God's story.
This is God's story.
So church, that's a little intro to the story. And you might be asking, well, why are we doing this? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, we're wanting to, and we're praying and we're hoping that this campaign, which is a church-wide campaign, will reinvigorate your passion for God's Word. And we also hope that it will give you a really good, complete picture of God's story from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. And through that, you will discover how your story fits into His story, God's story. And lastly, this one might be really important, so I'll say this. We keep record of where we've preached over probably the last 20, 30 years. We haven't done a lot of Old Testament. And we just thought this would be a fantastic way to move through the Old Testament. And we're going to be spending the rest of this year in the Old Testament. And I'll explain a little bit more of that in a moment. So they're the reasons why we're doing this. And it's great. I think I just heard one of you say, how can I get involved? Well, I'm going to tell you very quickly how you can get involved. Here are some things you need to know. Firstly, during this next season, we want you and we want to encourage you to make church every single Sunday a priority. And not for just this campaign. We think it's super important that, you know, we're a part of church regularly. And thank you for being here today. I know, you know, it's been pretty full on outside. There will be shorter mini-series throughout the campaign, and hopefully that'll help us maintain kind of interest because the campaign is scheduled for 31 weeks, but it's actually going to go a little bit further than 31 weeks because we're going to have a little break between now and Christmas. We're going to preach through the Old Testament up until the birth of Jesus at Christmas time, so it'll coincide for us together over Christmas time. Then we're going to have a break. Then we're going to pick up the life of Christ just before Easter. We're going to celebrate Easter. And then we're going to see the rest of the story out into Revelation. So it's pretty much the whole of this next year ahead is planned and in place, which is great for the creative team and it's great for me. And also good because you guys will know what's coming up. Secondly, the second important thing you need to know is there are books and resources that are available for you to purchase. Now, a couple of things. There's some kids' story version, which are available out in the foyer for sale. This is the adult version of the story. This is the teen version of the story. The adult version is $25. The teen copy is $17. Now, I'm a little bit tight, but I think that the teen version is better anyway. It's exactly the same as what's in this one. This one you just get fancy cover and it's hard. This one you get a little, you know, that picture thing. There's like little cartoon. Oh, fantastic. So this is the one I've chosen to buy. But they're the same. You can also buy ebooks. Now, obviously, these are all available online to download to your Kindle or whatever, your tablet. And get this, the hardback one. You don't get a hardback because it's an electronic version, but that's $15. And then the teen version is a very cheap $7.99. So if you're that way inclined, then I encourage you to get an e-version. That's definitely the most cost-effective way of buying a copy. Children's resources. Please hear this. You don't have to buy this, okay? We're going to preach through it. We're going to refer to the scriptures. The scriptures will be there. You don't have to buy this. I can't make you buy it anyway, can I? But what we thought would be really cool is that if you are open to getting it, you can have a read along. You can be read up before the Sunday that's coming. We can do this together as a church in unity. That's what we would love, and that's why we're encouraging you to grab some resources. So they're on sale out in the foyer. Encourage you to go have a look. Remember that the job of the story is not to replace the Bible, okay? It is simply a tool that's going to point us to the Word of God. Now, I've read the first chapter in preparation of next week, and it is really hard to put down. You will enjoy it, so I encourage you to have a look. So that's the second thing. Third thing is that every single week there will be small group questions that will be available online. We'd encourage you, if you're not in a small group, to join a small group through this campaign, because the cool thing about it is that we get to keep the conversation going through the week. So I encourage you to, if you're not in a small group, go see Matt, come and see one of us. We'd love to help you get settled in a small group. And if you're a small group leader, remember, download the resources every week. The next thing is, for families and children, we'd encourage you to read the story together as a family. The children's ministry, they're going to continue with their orange curriculum. At the beginning of the year, we paid the money for that. That's another story. We're going to continue with the orange curriculum. But we'd encourage you as a family, purchase maybe the age-appropriate one for your kids and read them together as a family. This may be a great thing to do before dinner or after dinner. And then lastly, the story's going to be great, church. It's going to be an awesome journey together. And you know what? It has the potential to grow us, to take us to that next level, to grow into those mature disciples, kingdom life disciples. We don't want you to miss a week. So if you can't make a Sunday morning, the gathering's going to be tracking alongside us here in the morning. But also, if you are not able to get to any of the services on a Sunday, you can download the messages online. Maybe there's some young people in the auditorium this morning who've never seen one of those cassettes. I put that up there for you because we actually still record the messages on cassette. That's a bit of a backup thing to the electronic version. But there you go. Little interesting thing for you. Now, church, reading and understanding God's Word is so important. It's such an important part of our kingdom lives. And we look forward to seeing how God's going to grow us and how He's going to continue to help us to become well-developed disciples, not deficient in any way, fully alive like Jesus through this church-wide campaign. So we're looking forward to it. Next week, we start in chapter 1, and there's a slide. Chapter 1, Hope in the Darkness, the beginning of life as we know it. Looking forward to it. Encourage you to be here, church. Sorry we've taken a little bit of extra time. It's raining outside anyway. God bless.